the hell's going on? Let's find out with gentleman Jim Dallas.
Yeah, indeed. Of course, we have the Washington football team against the Eagles today. And the Washington football team, much like the Cleveland Browns yesterday, because of the COVID situation, has a third-string quarterback, basically. Garrett Gilbert, who has one career start to his credit. He lost that game. He's got one career touchdown pass and one career interception. So he's not deep in the experience department. But much like Nick Mullins yesterday, he proved to be a professional quarterback. So that's what we expect. But still, the Eagles are favored by 9.5 points in this game, Kevin. So very interesting to see what may happen with that. But, of course, COVID hit them fairly hard. But it also hit the Rams and the Seattle Seahawks hard, too. The Rams had, up at one point, 18 players and 8 starters.
Wow.
On the COVID list, and that may come down, but the game time is a couple of hours away. And, of course, they have to have the negative test in there. But I tell you what, Tuesday football is never a bad thing.
You know, years ago, I had the dream of making the National Football League like a 5 or 6, 7 day a week league where there was a game every day where everybody could always get their fix of pro football.
That would be great. I mean, we love these Thursday games, and then at this time of the year, we get the Saturday games. And even this year, the final week of the season, we're even going to have a Monday night game that last week, which we typically don't have. So
wow,
they're working on it.
I love it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Vast majority of Americans oppose new White House mandates in addressing the newest variant of COVID-19.
According to a brand new poll from the Trafalgar Group, a full 64.9% of Americans say no to any new mandates or restrictions in the wake of the new Omicron variant. 31.1% say Omicron is not a serious health risk and increased mandates and restrictions are not needed. 38.3% of Americans say, regardless of risk from Omicron, increased mandates and restrictions are not needed. 67% of independents, 86% of Republicans, and 54% of Democrats say the new mandates are not necessary. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Biden again encouraging Americans to get vaccinated. Speaking from the White House today, the president outlining additional measures his administration is taking.
I'll be deploying hundreds more vaccinators and more sites to help get the booster shots in people's arms. I've ordered FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, to stand up new pop-up vaccination clinics all across the country.
Security researchers say they found some spyware from the notorious hacker-for-hire company, the NSO Group. It's on cell phones of two leading Polish opposition figures. Also at townhall.com, China has imposed sanctions on four members of the U.S. government's Commission on International Religious Freedom.
The sanctions are in retaliation for penalties imposed on Chinese officials over complaints of abuses in the country's northwestern Xinjiang region. The tit-for-tat sanctions add to spiraling tension over Xinjiang. A foreign ministry spokesperson says the chairwoman and three members of the U.S. panel are barred from visiting mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau. Any assets they have in the country will be frozen.
That is Jeremy House reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreenquiz.com now and take the American Cancer Society's 2-minute cancer screening quiz to find out what screening tests are right for you. Don't wait. Take the quiz. Get screened. Go to cancerscreenquiz.com now. Cancer...
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670. It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. While other major cities are modifying their New Year's Eve festivities due to a surge in COVID-19, there are no plans to modify America's Party on the Las Vegas Strip. LVCVA and Clark County officials say there are no plans to modify the fireworks display or activity on the Strip. LA officials canceled its New Year's Eve in-person celebration in downtown Los Angeles, while officials in New York say they will announce by Christmas whether the Times Square celebration would be modified or canceled at this time. No new grass lawns as Southern Nevada Water Authority votes to ban grass in new developments except for schools, parks, and cemeteries. The move lacks the force of law until it's approved by local governments. Decades of drought have depleted Lake Mead's water level to the extent that the federal water shortage for the reservoir has been declared. And as you probably know by now, that the lake provides about 90% of Southern Nevada's water, and about 50% of that allocation is being used for grass lawns and other types of irrigation.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, as we check out our traffic cams right now, it looks like you're averaging about 50 miles per hour there on the 15. Do look out for a crash. It's on westbound Cheyenne at the 15 interchange there in North Las Vegas. And that is blocking the center lane if you're trying to squeeze through there.
Gather around. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Call today, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Well, the president had another one of his addresses to the nation, even though he did it in the middle of the afternoon. It doesn't sound like presidential address stuff, but that's what they call it, and so we go along with that. Tommy Pigott is one of the few Americans that probably actually saw the speech. I saw bits and pieces of the speech because we were just starting our show. Tommy Pigott, by the way, is RNC Rapid Response Director, and he joins us. Tommy, what'd you think of this address? The first two-thirds of it, I thought, was okay, but it was just kind of redundant. Make sure you get vaccinated. Get your family vaccinated. Get your kids vaccinated. But then he went into this. Then he went into this diatribe about those of you who are spreading quote disinformation should stop it now. What did you make of this speech?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway for me was that this is something like Biden's fifth course correction as president on the coronavirus. This is not the first time he's given a speech on the coronavirus. Not the first time that he's promised a new plan. But the ultimate point is he was running in 2020 and he promised unequivocally and repeatedly that he would shut down the virus. That was his direct quote. He used it again and again on Twitter, on the campaign stump. He did not shy away from that. But now, just a few days ago, and it was kind of repeated in essence today, he's promising, and again, this is his words, a winter of severe illness and death. So now we know that when he promised to shut down the virus, when he made those bad faith attacks against President Trump during the campaign, we know that's exactly what they were. Made in bad faith, designed to spread misinformation, and coming from a guy that actually didn't have a plan. And I think the other takeaway is the tools that he said that we have in his speech today, ventilators, the vaccines, treatments, are all made possible because of President Trump. President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, his Defense Production Act, all of these steps that he took allowed us to have this equipment, allowed us to have these treatments, allowed us to have these vaccines. It's because of President Trump that we have these tools. He handed that to Biden, and Biden has still failed to live up to his promise.
Tommy, let me ask you, what in these speeches, and today's in particular, would lead you to believe that it's the final nail in the coffin of the COVID-19 virus? I don't see anything new or anything that's going to move the needle, or more importantly, it's going to change anybody's mind.
Well, I think that's a great point, and I think actually his speech indicated the opposite today. He went up there today and said that we're going to see a major spike in cases this winter. So he's not even claiming that any of these actions are going to shut down this virus, at least over the short term. So his main thrust of his speech is a new thing, if that's even the correct word, is to ramp up testing capabilities is kind of his new thing. The problem here, and this is what he's getting a lot of criticism for, this is that did they not see this coming? They're claiming that they did, but then how come they're waiting to ramp up testing when it's actually already all over the country? And then the second thing here is, why are they waiting months when he promised to shut down the virus, when he claimed that he was going to come in? And one of his fundamental promises was to was a robust testing regime, which, by the way, already existed under Trump. He lied and said it didn't. But that was one of his fundamental promises. And now we're seeing testing shortages, and he's laughing about it. So I think, if anything, this doesn't show that this COVID virus is going to be going away anytime soon. It shows how much Biden lied when he said he had a plan to shut it down, and how much he's failed to actually live up to that promise. And he's admitting it in his speech today that it's not going away.
And the Biden administration's, I guess, overt politicization of the science has gotten so bad that now even the left-wing media is starting to catch on to this thing.
That's exactly right. Two recent examples were The Atlantic, of all magazines, The Atlantic was calling him out for politicizing the science, and also The Washington Post. And examples they point to were the sidelining of vaccine experts when they're talking about boosters and other processes that are in place. It was talking about mask mandates in schools. Apparently, the study, according to The Atlantic, which again is a far-left magazine, they chose a study for masks, and they were saying that it dramatically reduces the spread in kids. But that study that they were pushing had fundamental flaws that experts rose to them at the time. But they used the study anyway. So even the left wing is calling them out and saying, hey, you're politicizing the science so badly that you're actually not listening to experts. Instead, you're listening to special interest groups. And we all remember the most famous example, I believe, where, you know, Randy Weingarten is literally giving verbatim guidance to the CDC. And the CDC is adopting that language on school reopenings. So they politicize the science at every single level, and even Democrats are calling them out now because it's gotten so bad.
Again, Tommy Pickett joining us, the RNC, the Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director. So there's nothing really that has moved the needle at all. We're at, I think, over 61% immunization. That's not going to get it done. My question is, was there anything in the president's speech today that led you to believe that there's going to be some sort of surge of vaccinations short of mandates?
Well, I there's nothing in the speech that showed any change in terms of Biden's approach to vaccinations. He doubled down on these mandates that he's trying to force through, which have been shown to be ineffective, as well as violating fundamental liberties. That's why the RNC is appealing to the United States Supreme Court, the vaccine mandate, to protect the fundamental liberties of Americans. And I think Biden's main flaw here when it comes to vaccination is he doesn't understand that you can be both pro-vaccine and pro-freedom. Those two things are not in conflict. But the Democrats, time and time again, with mandates, regulations, shutting down small businesses, believe that they have to empower themselves and hurt the economy, violate fundamental liberties in order to combat the virus. But you look at liberal state after liberal state, and taking away people's freedoms is not even working. We're seeing New York having some of the highest rates of COVID, but they also have some of the worst lockdowns and mandates. But for some reason, Democrats then say, our policy aren't working a little bit, we need to ramp up and have even more mandates. It doesn't really make any sense, but it's all about empowering themselves, not actually combating the virus. So what we need to be, and I think with the correct strategy is, like I said, being pro-freedom, respecting fundamental liberties, but also being pro-vaccine, actually following the science, not forcing masks on two-year-olds, and not issuing unconstitutional vaccine mandates like Democrats want to do.
Well, today the president, to me, did not move the needle. We'll leave this for another time, but I've got to ask you about something you've been writing about and others have been following, and that is the rise in crime and defunding the police. It seems as if a number of communities are now saying, wait a minute, maybe we better refund the police and get more cops on the street. What do you make of what's going on out there in the streets of America? I mean, will it be one of those issues that resonates in the 2022 midterms?
Well, I believe that it will. And I think that the reason why it will is because Americans across the country are seeing the failure of these Democrat policies. To your point, a lot of these Democrat-run cities defunded the police, attacked the police. And now they're seeing what happens is that crime spikes. It's extremely unfortunate, if that's even the correct word, because this was predictable. People were warning if you cut police that crime will go up. But they did it anyway, and we're seeing it in city after city after city, in cities as diverse as Burlington and Vermont versus in Portland across the country. So we're seeing it in city after city, and even voters living in these cities are saying, hey, enough is enough. We saw in Seattle last November, they elected a Republican district attorney for the first time in decades because of the desire to get law and order back on their streets. So I think this is going to resonate, but unfortunately for the Democrats, and unfortunately for the American people, it's a lot easier to destroy than to build. For months, including Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, there have been attacks against our police. Kamala Harris has endorsed explicitly efforts in Los Angeles to defund the police. Joe Biden endorsed taking funding from the police to go to other measures. So this has been going on for months, and you can't just turn the switch. We're having a crisis of retirement. Morale is extremely low, all directly linked to Democrat policies. So I hope these cities are able to rebuild their police departments. But this is a message to Democrats saying you can't go out there and attack law enforcement for months and then just flip on a dime. You cannot do that. That's why we need Republicans back in charge. We need Republican policies that back the police, don't coddle criminals, and actually establish safe streets so we can have a robust economy and safe lives when we go into these cities.
Tommy, what did you think of Joe Manchin and his Fox News Sunday performance? And is it the final nail in the coffin of Build Back Better?
Well, I've learned not to make predictions in the politics business a lot of times, especially when it comes to legislation. It did seem that way in its current form, just based off of what he said, that he wasn't going to be able to back this bill. And I do think that it is true that this bill, this Build Back Broke bill, would do tremendous damage to the country. So what we're going to do at the RNC is just continue to highlight how bad this agenda is. Because, you know, I'm not under any impression that Joe Biden is just going to pack it up and go home and just throw up his hands, or that Nancy Pelosi is. I think they're going to try to force this through on any measure necessary, and in ways that we might not even be able to think of right now. So what we're going to do is keep on attacking this bill, because it's a terrible bill. It would raise tax on the 30% of middle-class families. So it would have a home heating tax. It would raise child care costs for middle-class families by as much as $27,000 per year, all while giving a tax break to millionaires like Nancy Pelosi living in high-tax blue states. So we're going to keep attacking this bill. We're going to keep on attacking this agenda. So it looks like for now it's stalled, but we're not going to take anything for granted, and we're going to keep fighting his agenda every step of the way.
Tommy, always good to visit with you. Have a very Merry Christmas, my friend. A Happy New Year. I know we'll talk to you again in 2022. Thank you so much for your time and for your expertise. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Tommy Pigott, Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director, joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate
because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Today, what it's doing, let's get to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You certainly can. We make it real simple for you. All you got to do is call me at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I know we've been all over the map on stuff we've been talking about. Joe Manchin, COVID-19, the variants, a lot of stuff. And Joe Manchin, of course, we're talking about a lot. We'll do that with you. Let's first go to J.D. J.D., you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kevin. First of all, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and have a safe trip back to, I guess, where you're going, Kansas City.
Going back to Kansas City.
Well, I used to spend some time back there at the old Muehlbach Hotel. I had some
the Muehlbach, you mean Muehlbach? God, I grew up with that place, believe it or not.
The Playboy Club up there.
I was too young for the Playboy.
Who told me at a poker table one time, an old timer, that he used to deal poker up there during the Truman presidency to Harry and a bunch of the Pendergasts and what have
you. Oh, wow.
Harry always won.
God, isn't that wild? Yeah. That's
anyhow,
crazy.
You're asking the question about Biden. Every presidential address of importance since JFK. With the missile crisis and Bush with invading Iraq and so forth, it's always been in prime time, and usually the networks grant the 10 or 15 minutes from the Oval Office, and I guess Mr. Biden is not able to do that. It's past his bedtime.
Well, God forbid we should cut into his sleep patterns. I mean, a president's got to be able to sleep, for crying out loud.
I mean, that's when the majority of the people would have heard him, not in the midday.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous that he has midday pronouncements instead of prime time.
Indeed. J.D., thanks, man. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hope you have a great one.
Thanks. Bye.
There you go. J.D., loyal listener. And there's a guy that's moved with us from station to station and from day part to day part, which I think is really, really cool. One of the things that we've been talking a lot about, the anti-vaxxers, the people that today the president said, the people that are passing along disinformation should stop it now. And he got all stern. I mean, it was really weird. Dr. Fauci, let's go to cut two. Dr. Fauci was talking about the anti-vaxxers. Listen to this. This was from the National Press Club yesterday.
The Biden administration has been driven purely by scientific and public health principles. And for reasons that are very complicated sociologically and politically, those core public health principles are being interpreted as an encroachment upon people's